Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, October 24th. You'll be interested to know, 21 years ago, today, in 2003, the Concorde, a supersonic passenger aircraft, concluded its final journey with British Airways, marking the end of an iconic era in aviation. This historic event followed Air France's cessation of supersonic flights earlier in the year, highlighting the end of commercial supersonic travel. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and feels like 38 degrees with 13 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:47 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:09. It looks like we're in for a sunny day with a high near 60 and a gentle northwest breeze. Tonight, expect partly cloudy skies with a low around 46 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Thursday will be at 11:30 with the high tide at 5:45. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 59 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies Saturday and Sunday with highs near 65 and 55 respectively. Nights will be clear, cooling to the low 40s then mid 30s. Tuesday, enjoy mostly sunny weather again with a high near 63. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, a drone accident injured two people during the Boston Celtics watch party at City Hall Plaza. A man suffered severe bleeding from his right hand, while a woman complained of pain in her head, neck, and left shoulder, requiring hospitalization. The drone operator, an employee of CNN, was photographing the event when he flew the drone too close to two trees, causing it to crash into a light pole and fall onto the attendees. Police retrieved the damaged drone and returned it to the CNN vice president of tech operations on site. Now on to sports. The Los Angeles Dodgers face the New York Yankees tomorrow night in Game 1 of the World Series. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts stated that Shohei Ohtani will not pitch in the final games, though he left a slight possibility for Ohtani to pitch in some special circumstance. Ohtani has excelled as a designated hitter this season with 54 homers and 130 runs batted in, but his pitching remains uncertain for the 2024 World Series. On Thursday Night Football, the Los Angeles Rams, at 2-4, host the Minnesota Vikings, who are 5-1, at SoFi Stadium. Rams head coach Sean McVay faces his former assistant, Kevin O'Connell, now leading the Vikings with Sam Darnold at quarterback. Cooper Kupp returns from injury, aiming to exploit Minnesota's porous pass defense. With the Rams offense struggling, odds makers favor the Vikings with an over-under set at 49. In local sports, tonight, the Celtics face the Washington Wizards at Capital One Arena. Jason Tatum is on fire, averaging 37 points per game. With Kristaps Porzingis out, Boston is still favored by 13.5 points. Meanwhile, the Bruins, sitting at 3-3-1, take on the Dallas Stars, who are 5-2, at TD Garden. Keep an eye on David Pastrnak, who has already racked up 4 goals and 2 assists. In top news, a world without passwords may soon be a reality, thanks to passkeys. Apple has identified that 249 of my passwords require attention due to reuse and data breaches. The FIDO Alliance, which includes major companies like Amazon, Apple, and Google, has been developing passkeys to enhance security and ease of use. These passkeys consist of two encrypted files that eliminate the need for traditional passwords. Users can log in with a fingerprint, face recognition, or a PIN, making the process swift and secure. While passwords may linger, their relevance is fading as more platforms adopt passkeys. In business news, Ernst & Young, known as EY, recently faced backlash after firing dozens of employees for cheating during its Ignite Learning Week in May. Employees were expected to take online courses for professional development, but those who attended multiple courses simultaneously were let go. This decision shocked many, as the culture at EY promotes multitasking, with some staff even taking two client calls at once. The average salary at EY in New York City is over $100,000, with an additional annual bonus of $10,000. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just under $67,400. Ethereum is just under $2,600. And GOATSE's Maximus, which is turning the crypto market on its head, is nearing 75 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A recent clinical trial by Science Corporation has shown promising results for a retina implant designed to improve vision in individuals with severe vision loss. The implant has allowed legally blind participants to read text and recognize playing cards. Dr. Frank Holes, the trial's scientific coordinator, hailed the findings as a milestone for treating age-related macular degeneration, which affects 20 million people in the United States. The setup includes an implant, a camera on glasses, and a pocket computer. Participants showed significant improvements in visual acuity, with results suggesting a potential shift from 20/320 vision to 20/200. And in entertainment news, Lionsgate's losing streak raises questions about the future of mid-budget films amid a series of disappointing box office performances. Eli Roth's video game adaptation, Borderlands, is expected to lead to a $30 million write-down. From early August to mid-October, seven films, including The Killer's Game and Megalopolis, struggled to attract audiences, collectively earning only a fraction of their budgets. Despite a strong lineup last year, including John Wick 4 shares have fallen over 30%. Upcoming releases may offer hope for a rebound, yet the entire industry faces significant economic challenges. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Jamaican musician and cultural icon, Bob Marley. And he said,
"One good thing about music, when it hits, you feel no pain. One good thing about music, when it hits, you feel no pain. So hit me with music, So hit me with music now."
And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.